Leland Rucker is the senior editor at Sensi Magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings on KGNU to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today, we're going to take a look at states that have yet to decriminalize cannabis and also what's happening here in Colorado when it comes to changing the rules for caregivers of medical patients. First of all, how many states do not have some type of legal marijuana on their law books?
Marijuana possession remains a criminal offense punishable by jail time in 28 states. And I think sometimes we forget how far ahead of the rest of the country in Colorado is when it comes to cannabis. You know, after almost 4 years now of legal sales to adults, we're accustomed to going in and buying marijuana, buying cannabis at a store. And still, it's important to remember that in much of the country, and for hundreds of thousands of Americans, are still being jailed for possession of small amounts of marijuana, generally less than an ounce, in too many other states.
Aren't there ballot measures coming up either in the 2017 election or looking ahead to 2018 where we might see more states moving towards some type of decriminalization?
Interestingly enough, New Hampshire just last week became the 22nd state to eliminate jail time for possession of small amounts of cannabis. Now, before, adults in New Hampshire faced a misdemeanor punishable by a maximum fine of $2,000 and up to a year in jail. And now, possession of 3/4 of an ounce or less, people will pay a civil fine and $100 for a first offense. And there are 8 states now that have decriminalized marijuana possession, plus the District of Columbia, that have eliminated all penalties for adults 21 and older. In 14 states, possession of small amounts remains illegal, but it's punishable by no more than a fine. Possession is a civil offense in 10 of those states, and in the rest, it's still a misdemeanor. But the cutoffs range from 10 grams, about a third of an ounce in Illinois and Maryland and Missouri, 3.5 ounces in Ohio, so the laws are all over the place.
Given that it's really only another 3 or 4 states that'll tip the states that have decriminalized some type of marijuana, you know, into the majority, it's not that far away. Will that be a tipping point when it comes to federal action on this?
You know, there's no way we can predict that. Federal action is just too hard to predict. You know, ultimately, it has to go to all of this has to go to Congress for any major changes in the laws. And as we've seen, there's a lot of activity in Congress these days. You know, there's a lot of bills out there, but there still isn't very much support in the long run. So I think there will be a tipping point. I'm not sure whether we've gotten to it yet or not.
Well, here in Colorado, there were efforts to change state rules for caregivers of medical marijuana patients, but it looks like Colorado is not going to go ahead with that.
Right. Colorado currently limits caregivers to 5 patients and requires them to be responsible for other duties besides just growing their marijuana. But the state allows waivers for caregivers to add patients. And there's only 4 caregivers who would have been affected by the rule change. But those 4 growers serve 100 or more patients, and they avoid taxes and regulations required by commercial growers. Health officials say they're not trying to reduce medical marijuana supply. They just want to make sure caregivers are complying with state laws regarding their responsibilities to patients. But the board declined to set a hard cap of 10 patients. That was what the cap is. Instead, they adopted stricter guidelines for getting those waivers to grow on behalf of many more patients. And the new criteria include proximity to licensed medical marijuana dispensaries, among other things. Caregivers were really concerned that it was going to diminish the supply and change things drastically. And they were at the hearing, and I think that probably helped tip the scale and not have the state change that law.
People can read about that and more at sensimag.com. Catch the hard copy of Sensi Magazine at newsstands around the Front Range. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.